Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Get fired up.
Let's get fired up.
If we ever did have a podcast, that'd be our intro.
Let's get fired up.
Say, let's get fired up. Let's get fired up.
Hey, let's get fired up.
And then sometimes we could do like an instrumental, like lo-fi one. It's like, let's get fired up.
That would be when Ashley's on the podcast. Instrumental.
True. We could cater it to our guests.
Oh, that would be fun.
You know? And yeah. if you were the guest on our show, it would be like Big Booty Remix. And it'd be like, let's get fired up.
It'd be like, let's
get. No, it'd be like, fired up. But obviously, you would not be a guest on your own show.
Wait, you know what I saw yesterday? This is reminding me. You know Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah. Oh, her in where she does the
yes!
upset. Did you not know about
no.
it? No. Oh my God, DK.
I'm behind.
Da na 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 na. Yeah. I love how she changes it.
So basically, if you don't know, we're talking about Sabrina Carpenter
for Nonsense.
Nonsense yeah. is her main song. I feel.
That's going.
I'm talking
now.
All around the clock. That song. She has an outro to it where they like keep playing the beat, and then she makes up three new lines of lyrics that rhyme with the city she's in.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I saw a video and it was a compilation of all the different cities.
Oh my God.
So I was just reading. I was like, this girl's a lyrical genius.
Yeah, what's funny is it could very much just be her. I'm not discrediting that. But in my head, I've always just pictured her in a room with like six other people being like, okay,
yes.
I'm out of ideas. Like, what do we do? Well, like, that's what I've always pictured.
I pictured her like being in the shower and being like, Indianapolis.
Indianapolis.
You know what I mean?
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
But they're good.
They're so good. Yeah.
They're so good. Yeah. I want her to make a song out of all of those.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The first one that went viral was her being like, Joshua Bassett. This song isn't about Joshua Bassett.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that's the one that like really took it off. And then I'm wondering if it was like a funny thing and then it became a thing.
Yeah.
But
then she started catering
it
to the cities. Anyway. Hey, guys. Welcome back to Making Moves. I'm here today with Miss Alicia Marie.
Woo!
You still have red hair.
I do. I love it. It's just such a forking.
You can say bitch.
Bitch. to keep up with. Like,
really?
I washed my hair once a week.
So it doesn't fade.
So it doesn't fade. Yeah.
Isn't that really good for your hair, though?
Yeah, but especially when you get with, like, with working out and then hairspray. It's nasty. not just gross, nasty. But my people with colored hair, you get it. You get it. There's nothing you can do, especially when you spend like, you know, $500 to get your hair done. And then it fades within three washes. It's not that it goes away totally. It just is so less vibrant. So if I know, like today I just have calls and I'm doing this. So there's like, you know, sorry, not that I wouldn't have washed my hair for you, but like I would.
No, you're fine.
you get it. But yes, I still have red hair.
Well, I love it.
Thank you.
How long do you think you're going to keep it for?
I was thinking last night I would show you, but again, my hair is nasty. I have a hat on. So my roots are starting to kind of come in. So I was like, oh, I should get it redone. And I think for sure one more big session of it. I want to do it longer, but I'm like, how can I work out? I'm trying to get back in my workout grind. I saw our nutritionist for the first time in literally a year, and I was like, ah. And then I forgot about the struggle of working out and trying to wash your hair schedule.
Yeah.
There's an art to it.
Mm-hmm. Honest, and your laundry schedule like goes up. It's just like little chores become escalated.
So
when you're working out a ton, but it's like you can't complain because it's like.
But I can't not. I can't
not work out.
No, I can't not wash my hair for a week and be a nasty little sweaty rat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What about twice a week?
I could do twice.
Just a little tattletale rat. Just a little tattletale rat.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, I'm about to share a hotel room with you, so you'll be washing it.
Will I? Watch the vlogs to see the drama unfold on the next season of TK and Alicia Take Europe.
Yeah. So, wait, is this the first time we've gone to Europe together? No, we've been to Greece.
Greece. But to me, we went to Greece. We didn't go to, I mean, I guess we're only staying in Italy.
Yeah.
But to me, this feels more like Europe.
Okay.
I have to apologize. I am so deliriously tired. Yesterday, we recorded Pretty Basic, and the last, like, I started at the end crying hysterically because I was so tired. So
wait,
I'm just.
Are you going to cry right
now?
No,
because I was laughing.
Oh.
And then I was like, I had one of my laugh attacks, and then I was just like, I'm so exhausted. Like, and then, of course, I couldn't sleep last night.
From Japan, you think?
I think it's a mix of so many things. I think it's a mix. I've just been, like, having insomnia lately. I had a cold for a while. And then because I was traveling with the time difference, I was taking my meds at different times.
Oof, yeah.
Which kind of give me more side effects. So I'm like, I don't know what's in the water, but Alicia's tired.
You're probably
tired.
Just exhausted. Also from the...
And my period's coming.
Well, we also went to Hawaii and then you did the... Just a lot of travel.
Yeah. So if I am in a silly, goofy mood today, that is why.
Well, I'm so mad and sad because I think I'm going to have my period the week we're in Italy and that's just so unfortunate.
No, my boobs are so sensitive right now. They look great, but...
No, mine are too big.
I really thought I would have started by now.
Me too. I'm mad.
You have a short one though, right?
Yeah. Mine's not very long.
I'm just thinking of all of our cycle sisters who are listening right now and who are excited.
Oh, to be synced with us?
Yeah.
What an honor it is to be synced with us.
No, when I find out I'm synced with someone, I'm like, oh, we have a bond.
Yeah, true.
Okay, comment below.
Comment below if you're on your period right now. Whatever. Maybe that's why you're also
exactly.
So
okay. Oh, and bitch, so much has happened this week.
What?
Like, I can't say half of it because it's online, but like just so many. I think I cried like 5 times the past 2 days.
Really?
Yeah, I just felt so bad.
Oh, that's, you're such,
are you
like,
not like a, sorry,
a crier?
No, because we watched Guardians of the Galaxy 3 and TK didn't shed one tear and I was like, that's a red flag.
It's not a red flag. Like, it was a red flag how much y'all were crying.
That's a red flag.
I just don't cry unless it's like, I don't know. I'm not a crier. But if I'm crying, that means I am very touched or upset.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really cry out of being upset. I cry more out of like being happy, if that makes sense.
See, I was just going to say the opposite for you, but because I would... I take that back. Yes, 1,000%. Like when I feel like when you first started working for me and I would surprise you with little things, you'd always be like, why am I crying?
Like when I'm overwhelmed, yeah, I cry, yeah. I guess. But when I'm like mad or upset, I like try to cry, but I can't.
Oh my God. Oh, don't. Ew, I hate it.
Really?
Yeah. It's because I don't know how to be angry. I just get upset and then my body's like, cry.
I use like my words to show my anger.
That's so healthy. Literally, think of all the times.
But I can be mean.
No, but think of all the times I looked like a little bitch when someone would say something and I'd start crying. I'm like, no, it's not that I'm sad. I'm just frustrated and I don't know how to vocalize
imagine
shit.
Imagine all the times you're like literally watching like such a sad movie and I just like can't cry.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
People are like, the fuck? Like, literally all three of the people I was with were like, how are you not crying right now?
No, literally.
I was like, sorry, I can't. Anyway, this is the first time that you've ever been on my podcast when you're not my boss.
Yo, I was trying to think of the last time I came on, and I was like, that was actually a long time ago. And then I feel...
When was it?
That's why I couldn't remember exactly when it was, but my brain.
Oh, it was with Taryn and Ashley.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
You're so right.
It was with Taryn and Ashley. So that was different.
Yeah. And then before then, I remember I wore a green top.
Okay. Word.
A black jacket and a green top.
Maybe. I don't remember that, but yeah. Okay. Slay. So you, you're now, I'm solo dolo and you're kind of solo dolo.
Yeah.
It's and weird.
I assumed you wanted to talk about this today because I was like, oh, I wonder what we're going to talk about. And I was like, what? No, I know what we're going to talk about.
The elephant in the room.
So, like, it is no, never mind. I'm going to let you talk. This is your podcast. I'm like, so anyways,
I'm like,
guys.
Well, what were you going to say? Table your turn, guys. The boss is back.
I'm like taking over. Yes, keep going.
So the elephant in the room is that I no longer, unfortunately, work for Miss Alicia Marie, which is so sad. And I do miss it literally every day. I'm not even kidding you. We literally, I feel like once a week we'll be like, I miss it.
You're like, I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you. Which I really do. I miss it. Every day I feel like there's something that like reminds me of you or like reminds me of something we would like. Normally I'd be like, oh, like I can't wait to tell Alicia this. But then I'm like, it's too hard to explain over text. And then like, you know what I mean?
I picture you filming in your apartment with your camera and then you do something funny and you look over your shoulder to laugh at like with me. And you're like, oh, that's so sad. Because that's what I do. I'm like, oh. I like look at the spot you used to edit at. I'm like,
you're like, was that good?
I'm like, yeah, I got the shot.
Aw, sad.
I should just put a photo of you, a cardboard cutout.
Yeah, you should. I'll get you one of myself. Anyway, how has it been?
It's been really, it's just been an interesting transition. I think that's the best way to put it. I didn't realize the uproar I would cause in a pretty basic episode because we never talked about it. This is our first time together talking about it publicly. I mean, and I think there was so many levels and layers to it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just like an easy like, hee-hee, okay, this is how it is now.
Also, it officially happened in January, like the new year. But there was like it was kind of a long time coming, I would say.
Like there was a good 8 months or so of us trying to find a new normal of like what your role was. Yeah. I think that's where it started. It was like
What's it really your started role? In like July, I'd yeah, say.
I would say that. And I always struggled with knowing, yes, you're my employee, but feeling like, oh, I shouldn't give her work like that. Like I can outsource that. Mm. Like it started with being like, she doesn't need to edit this vlog. Like she could be doing something else for herself or like something bigger and better for me. Like I feel like she's more valuable when it comes to being on set. So like maybe I'll have her focus more on that stuff and we can outsource that. And then from there, it just was like, okay, let's find what is your role? I think that's for the longest, for 4 years straight, you knew exactly what your role was every day you'd come in for work. And then I think there would be days where I'm like, hey, just stay home. And then if you were, I don't know, if you were just coming over and editing, I was just like, not that I felt bad. I struggled with as a friend feeling bad, but then as a boss being like, no, like, I totally. Can give you that. And you never gave me a reason to feel that way at all. Mm-hmm. That's my empathetic self crying, being like, she doesn't need to do this. So I think that's where it started. Mm-hmm. And then also, obviously, your stuff started really taking off and coming more demanding. I always even think about it, too. Like podcasting is actually, it takes a lot of time and effort. And especially with video, like, Pretty Basic used to take 45 minutes over Zoom to record every, like, on FaceTime to record. And now it takes a whole day out of our week.
Yeah.
So even your schedule got more crazy, like mm-hmm. the revamp of your podcast. And obviously when, okay, I don't, and this is the line of being friends and boss and stuff. Obviously, if you get a dope ass brand deal, I'm like, bitch, take the money. Go do it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like, no, you have to sit here and like edit my vlog, you know?
I just have to say, sorry to interrupt, no. but Alicia has always been the most supportive, like out of anyone literally in my life when it comes to anything work related for myself, which I've been so grateful for. But I know that had to have made our relationship as far as working together so hard, because it's like, as a friend, you're getting offered to get paid this much. Of course, I'm going to want the best for you, which like, you were so kind to do that, because most people wouldn't. So I was so grateful. But I also felt so guilty.
I'm sure you felt the same push and pull
like,
that I did.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, like, how can I not take this? Like, I need to embrace my inner Chad and, like, get my coin. But also, like, I committed to something. And when I commit to something, I want to show up and do the best I can. And I've just felt so torn in, like, both
funny, though,
areas.
It's funny because same, equal. But that was the only – truly that characteristic that you have is the only reason why I let you. Because I knew that you took it mine seriously.
Oh my God. Because anyone else, I felt so bad.
No, but because you cared, maybe you didn't cry, but you clearly cared. Like, I feel like anyone else would be like, oh, sweet, okay. And I wouldn't let that person do that stuff, because I'm like, no, you made a commitment. You know what I mean? But seeing how much you, I don't know. I think that's why I always wanted to let you do those things. Because I'm
like,
no. Which I
was so grateful for.
I appreciate you being grateful, because if you weren't grateful, I wouldn't have let you do it.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, I just felt so, it was just so much mutual respect, which we've always had towards each other.
Well, and I felt like anytime I got an opportunity, I was overly communicative. Like, hey, this came up.
Yeah.
It's in a week or two. Please be honest. Can I do this or not? And I knew you would always give me an honest answer, because I'm always a proponent of asking.
Yeah.
But you can't expect anything.
But that's your...
But you just have to ask.
The strongest... One of your strongest traits is that, though. It's like... It's not even the asking part. It's the fact that you know you can't expect.
No. Absolutely
but,
not.
But to you, that's a no-brainer. And to so many people, they're like, oh my... I've even heard of other influencers... you weren't my personal assistant, but their personal assistant finally getting brand deals and opportunities. And, you know, I'll hear the assistant or through the grapevine people being like, yeah, they won't let me do this. It's like so fucked up. Like, hello, like I can get paid to go to Miami or something like that.
Oh, don't even get me started on the assistant that say that. But I get the most triggered by it. And I am the person working for someone. Unbelievably. Yeah, sorry, was. I think it's so disrespectful.
But what's crazy is like, so my point being is you're thinking that way is rare. And I think that's why you've gotten this far. And I don't want people to discredit that from you, because you're like, oh, no, duh. But I'm like, no, that's actually so rare, you know?
But that's mind boggling to me that that's rare.
But it is.
That's how it should be. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
I am such a proponent of get your coin, like, you know, grind, climb a ladder, whatever. But I'm also an even bigger proponent of, like, if you have a good gig, like, leave on a good note. Mm-hmm. Respect the hell out of people. Like, someone who's your superior, like someone like you is so valuable to me. Like, I would never want to fuck that up in any capacity.
Oh, you'd be funny. It's funny how that happens. Not me in general, but like,
yeah, but like, dynamic. You are such a value to me, just personally and professionally, that why would I ever, like, who cares? I'll get another brand deal type thing, you know?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be where I am without you. So it's like, know your fucking role. That's what I'm like, you know. Know your role, and you must respect the people that have helped you.
It's the mutual. And I think
anytime I asked for time off for anything, I feel like I was like, I'll make it up for blah, 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 or on the weekend or whatever.
And you did, or you would. And that was, to me, I was like, of course you can have this day off, or of course you can do this, because how many times has it been a Saturday when you, without me expecting, you went above and beyond and would help me prep for a shoot or edit a video. We'd both be editing my videos to like midnight. Like, and I think that as a boss is something that is so important. Like, notice when your employees go above and beyond. And then that way, when they do ask for things, it's like, yes, of course, it's a no-brainer, because even though I might lose 1 day with you that could equal whatever, you know, shooting or brand deal or whatever, like, I know, like, you, your value to me, like, is irreplaceable.
So,
you know what I mean?
Which was so sweet of you.
But
and smart of you too. Like, I feel like a lot of bosses fuck up that way too. They don't realize the value of their employee.
Mm.
And they screw it up because they could have a really good thing going. Like, we wouldn't have worked together for 4 whole ass years, mm-hmm, if we weren't so respectful of each other.
No.
And And also, it just made me feel less guilty. I was like, I have to work overtime or on the weekend or whatever, make up for it, because you're giving me time off, which is like unheard of for to do my own thing. So, yeah. So grateful for how you always handled that and let me pursue anything. You've always been the most supportive, which has been the best thing
ever. That means so much, because I appreciate that. But going back, I didn't realize the uproar I would cause. It was a pretty basic episode earlier this year, I think. And I so casually, under my breath, I think I was talking about a dating story of yours.
You were talking about the date that I went on where the guy said, like, influencers bring no value to the world.
Yes! Yeah. So I was like, oh, TK's already said this. I was like, oh my God. Back when TK worked for me, she went on this date. That's how casual I said it. The comment section was like, whoa, 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 whoa. At 24 or something.
No, it was at the end. It was like, at 45, 38.
Literally, it was like, wait. When she used to work for you? And then everyone was like having conspiracy. I was like, shit, I didn't. It just like slipped out, because that's like, you know, it just slipped out. But we weren't trying to hide it. But I think we both, again, being overly respectful for each other, we didn't want to like create a narrative or cause drama or anything like that. I will say, not that there was drama, but there definitely, it was a huge adjustment for me and you.
Totally.
So again.
Huge transition.
Not that there was drama. We just had a lot of figuring out our new roles as friends. Mm-hmm. Because before, a lot of our friendship was based off of work, because we started as working together, and then we formed, we became best friends. So it was really hard for us to navigate this new normal and realizing, like, wait, does she not want to, like, me trying to back off and letting you make your friends make new friends and have new experiences, like, without me involved, but then also not wanting you to feel left out of things. And I think that was just a new dynamic that we were trying to figure out, which took a few months. So that was a huge reason too why it wasn't just like, hey guys, like, she's not working for me anymore or whatever. We were like, okay, this is a sensitive subject. We have so much love for each other, so much respect for each other, but we are struggling, because there'd be times where I'm like, hey, how many times during lunch we would like have stupid moments and just like, you know, those were some of the best times. But then I went from seeing you every day to seeing you like maybe once a week. And then we'd be like, how are you? What are we talking about? Like, oh my God, how's work? But then do we bring up work? But also our whole lives have been work with each other. So I think that was just a very just transition.
Mm-hmm. Well, we literally, just to give you context, like, I have never been peanut butter and jelly with someone more in my life. Like, no, literally, like, you guys, when I tell you, like, Alicia was like my third arm, or like a literal freckle on me. Like, we did everything.
You are my mole.
Literally, we did everything together, but in the best way. And we were just like two peas in a pod. And we conveniently, because we worked so much together, we were always together, we would go to social personal things together. So that was so weird figuring out too. Like, I was already at your house. You were like, okay, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to this thing, you want to come? And you'd be like, yeah, because we're already together.
A lot of our friendship was not planned.
Yeah.
It was spontaneous. Hey, I have this event, do you want to come? While I get the invite. And vice versa. You'd be like, hey, I'm hungry for lunch, you want to go here? Or I'd be like, eh, I don't want to film, let's just go to the mall. Like, just random shit like that. So then now when it came to us having to plan.
Which in LA, you really have to plan to hang out with your friends. Like, it's not convenient.
But that had
slightest.
Never been our dynamic. It was never like, hey, let's, next Tuesday, are you free to do this? Like,
no,
that
we've
was never
done that.
Because you would come over every day, 9 to 5. Like, so even just little updates of hearing, like, you know, dating stories or
family. I would
family.
Walk in every day coming in hot. I'd be like, this happened, this happened. And it'd be literally not even 24 hours. Yes. And same with Alicia. She'd be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, I knew everything that was going on in your life. You knew everything that was going on in my life. So it was just like, almost felt like culture shock.
Yes.
When I was like home for a week and I only talked to you twice a day or twice a week. I was like, what do I do with myself? Like, I had so many thoughts in my head.
No, I had so same. And
I was like, who do I tell this to?
Literally.
But I was like, I wanted to tell Alicia, but like, I don't want to bug her.
Exactly. Also, I was mental health down bad last year. So that also was an extra level, I think, of me overthinking, like, okay, let her do her own thing and fly. So give her space. Like, that was something I struggled with, of like, give her space. Let her, like, if I saw you at an event, I'd be like, so happy for you. But then I'd be like, I wonder if she wanted to invite me, but then she didn't want to invite me. Like, did she not invite me because she wanted space? But like, or I'd be like, oh, normally I would invite TK, But I'm like, oh, well, do I invite Ollie? And I'm like, well, I, like, just like, I was just overthinking everything, that I'd spiral, and then I'd be like, okay, no, it's fine. Like, it's chill. Like, I'm like, I hope she also knows I'm not trying to exclude her from anything or not invite her to things.
Yeah.
But our basically, we went from being work friends to now just being friends, mm-hmm. which has its blessings and also, I think, again, cons of why it was hard for us to find that new normal.
Totally. I will say, throughout the entire process, I knew of those like 6 months, which is why you guys on this podcast, I've been like, I'm going through a quarter life crisis. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, literally, because we were so like gray area with like, what is my role? What am I doing now? Am I going to be working here for the next like 5 years? Like, I was just so, and truthfully, if I could do it all, I would still be working for you. Like, I love working with Alicia. Alicia is my favorite person I've ever worked with in my entire life. And I know we'll do something. Literally on the way here, I was like, what if we started a podcast?
No, like, I appreciate that so much. You're so sweet for
saying that. So I hope that we can figure something out in the near future to do together, because Alicia is literally the best person I've ever worked with in my entire life. And I know we're peanut butter and jelly for a reason. Like, mm-hmm. her strengths are my weaknesses. My strengths are her weaknesses. Oh. We go together like peanut butter and
like,
jelly.
Like, I wouldn't, the same way you said it, I wouldn't be here without you. Like, the way that you helped me in my career is something I will never take for granted. Like, even the friends that I have now, I wouldn't have, like, every introvert needs an extrovert who like finds a friend. And like, that was you for the, like, a huge portion of the people I hang out with now. Like, that's crazy. So I'm very thankful for that. But it definitely, not that it felt like a friendship breakup, but it felt like we took a break.
No, it did.
It felt like we were on a break.
But I knew going through it, I was like, I know this is my girl, like my ride or die. Because people would be like, what's going on?
And yeah,
I'd be
what's
like,
the tea?
Yeah.
And it's not that they're wasn't tea, because like, it was sensitive, but it definitely was like, what's going on?
People would be like, what's going on? And I, in my head, it was just like hard to explain, because I'm like, y'all don't get it. Like, I know Alicia's my girl forever.
Yeah,
we were just trying to figure something out. We were just trying to figure out, I knew you wanted the best for me, and I knew I wanted the best for you.
But it was still hard.
Oh my God.
It was still hard. We both cried over it. Like, literally.
Oh my God. That was like one of the hardest like breakups I've ever gone through. It was, oh my God, harder than any boy I've ever dealt with in my entire life.
Literally.
Like, literally, I couldn't sleep at night just because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was like, this is so hard for me. I know I have to, like, I gotta put me first. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But I just, it was so hard to leave, which is like, I'm so blessed that I was in a situation where I didn't want to leave, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
No,
crazy.
For me, I think what was hardest was mourning the years we had. Because when you're going through it,
when you're so nostalgic,
I'm the most emo little nostalgic bitch. Like, one of the reasons why I cried the other day was you. No, I'm just kidding. It really wasn't. But for me, I was just thinking of how, wow, well, that era's done. Like, that chapter is forever closed. And that's life. You know, like, there's different times. It's just like, even when you like graduate or whatever, it's not that what's coming isn't better for you, because usually it always is. But looking back at like the old challenges we would do, and like just the fun, and COVID and quarantine, and we bonded so much. We went through trauma together, so like, we bonded through that. Like, I just think I was just very sad for realizing it was done. It was kind of like a no-brainer, because when you look back, it's like, wow, it was so obviously different than how it was back when we started. But I think going through that and COVID and everything, I didn't see it until we parted ways, and then I turned around and I was like, holy shit, it has changed so much.
Really?
Yeah. Which for you, I'm sure it was completely different, because you're actually like, you were getting more opportunities and it was only going up. But for me, I feel like thinking of when you were just my videographer and those fun uh-huh. bonding times, or the first time I took you on a brand trip, I'm like, that was 5 years ago. Like, that was forever
crazy.
Ago. So I can't be expecting that, you know, like, things are just different.
I was 21, I think, when I started.
Oh my God.
That's so interesting you say that, because for me, I'm like, that era's not over. I mean, like, obviously the era of me, like, grinding 9 to 5 with you is over, but like, I'm in my head, I'm like, I'm always Alicia's like producer. Oh. Like, if she needs anything, I'm gonna be there. Like, at any big shoot you have, I know I'll probably show up, even if you don't ask me to. Like, I wanna be there. And any work thing, like, to this day, like, I'm like, what's the vibe? What's going on? Yeah. Like, tell me, like, what can I help with or whatever? Just because, like, it's literally, I feel like that role was what I was born to do at that time.
Yeah.
And like, I know I'm good at it and I fucking love it.
Yeah.
And so it's just a part of me. Yeah. And it's like I can't not think about it or want to help.
We're literal soulmates in that sense.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally, that's why it was so hard to figure out. But now I feel like we're in a great place.
Oh my God. I honestly, not that I was ever worried, because I truly wasn't ever worried, but I was just like, oh, I can't wait for it not to feel weird. You know, like, yeah. And I just felt
See, I was a little worried for a hot second, but now I knew deep down it would work
out. Yes, I knew deep down, but there was, and we don't, I don't want to come on here and be like, oh my God, yeah, no, we're fine. There's no drama, because there, you know, there wasn't, but it was hard. It was very hard. I
wouldn't say it was drama, though.
That's
it
what I'm saying. Yeah, it wasn't drama, like, but it wasn't easy.
Yes.
I think that's the best way to word it.
Just times of you figuring out your new friendship or your new normal.
Yeah. That's what it felt like. It's just like, essentially, even when Mia and I stopped being friends and started being friends again, it's like, okay, new normal, like, you're a new person, I'm a new person, like, you know.
It's just a new role in a friendship. It's almost like kind of like when someone all of a sudden has a kid and it's like, okay, our friendship's way different. Or like, you know what I mean? If we went through something very traumatic, like the friendship would just be different. That's how life is.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think it really, we ended at a great spot.
Everywhere.
a great time.
I was going to say, I think what it did was there was a crossroads where it's like, okay, were we only close because we worked together, or were we actually close without work?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what it came down to. I know I've had to consciously be like, oh, I need to reach out to TK more, or like, oh, because again, you used to always be there. And I'm like, okay, you're not around 24/7.
Which
so.
I love and appreciate when Alicia reaches out to me.
No,
it means so much because I know she's so busy. I'm acting like you're not here.
But that, like, for instance, I'm like, oh, dynamics change. I need to make effort more. And that is something that's hard for me because I'm used to you be like running and being like, wait, I'm doing this. Let's do this. And I'm like, okay. And that's just how I am in a lot of friendships. So for you now to be so far across LA, and I'm like, okay, shit. I should see if TK's going to this event. And if she's not, I should invite her. And then if she is, I'll ask, like, if we want to carpool together. And it just little things like that. So, yeah, I think, how have you felt since January with everything?
I felt like I needed January, February, and damn near March. Like, I feel like just now I'm like, all right, let's grind
and
with
April.
Work. I feel like, yeah, April. Oh, my God, I was down bad. I had strep throat for 2 weeks. It was, like, the most miserable time ever. I just feel like I needed like a break from like grinding just because I worked my ass off.
I'm sorry. That's so funny because I just saw your stories yesterday of you with your to-do list. And I was like, damn, she's still grinding. I don't think I'm there anymore. I literally was like, damn.
Yeah, but think of you at 25.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I really did work my ass off for 4 years. And I feel like that those last 6 months, like, I felt like I was putting so much like exhaustion, or I was so exhausted from those 6 months of like not knowing what was happening, but I felt like I wasn't getting much done.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I feel like I needed some time to really like reassess, like, mm-hmm. what do I want? What am I doing?
Well, you can hustle all you want, but if you're going nowhere or aimlessly don't have vision, yes. it's pointless.
I was just like, what do I want? What are my new goals? Where am I going? And I feel like I just needed time to, like, honestly get on track, like, personally, like, take care of myself.
Yeah.
Because I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Like, I just, my schedule ran me. And now I'm like, okay, I'm in charge of my schedule. Let's figure out what's important to me, mm-hmm. or what, you know, who I'm going to show up for, whose birthdays I'm going to go to.
Also, you had a lot of big goals that were achieved. And I feel like anyone listening can relate to, I mean, whether it's influencing or personal goals or stuff, but like when you hit big milestones, you kind of have this, we've talked about like that astronaut syndrome of like, okay, now what, you know?
Yes.
And you, for so long, you've idolized like when you always said like, well, one day maybe when I do this on my own, right? Like, check, finally did that. Oh, like for years, you always talked about revamping your podcast. Like, oh, I just want to be in studio. Like, once I'm in studio, da da, boom, check that. Like, your apartment, check that. Like, mm-hmm. living alone, check that. Like, I think the past 2 years specifically, like, you've had a lot of big milestones, and it can kind of feel not lonely, but very much like, what's my next goal?
It
like,
does.
You feel very lost in a weird way, and it's hard, and you never want to complain about it, because I'm sure even if you were to come on here and vocalize that, so many people would be like, oh my God, don't talk. You have everything. Like, you've hit these big goals, mm-hmm. but it can feel very lonely. It's like, you know, all you want is 100,000 subscribers or followers, and then you hit that and you're like, well, it's still low. Mm-hmm. And that's something I noticed you would struggle with.
Me, literally,
a lot.
Still struggle
and it would make
that.
Me pissed because I'm like, did I teach you nothing, bitch?
No, I know. I know.
No, but I get it because I've been there. But it can feel very lonely. And I feel like I see a lot of even TikTokers or people who've been doing this for a year get into that slump of like just burnout so quick, feeling depressed, feeling like I don't have a passion for this anymore. But it's mm-hmm. not that. It's more so just that vision. Mm-hmm.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On top of everything, I've always been so sure of myself and mm-hmm. clear about what I want to do and where I want to be. And this is like the first time ever I'm like, what do I want to do? Or yeah. where do I want to go? Or who do I want to be? So it's just been a, like, I feel like I've just been reevaluating and mm-hmm. doing things that really make me happy. Like, my yeses mean yes, my nos mean no. Yeah. And being very just crystal clear, figuring out myself and what I want to do and where I want to go.
One of those things is that you always struggled with FOMO.
Oh my God,
and I think
yeah.
you've gotten so much better.
So much better.
So much better. It was almost crippling to watch you be like, I want to go, but I'm exhausted and I'm tired and I need to edit. And I was like, girl, don't just go. Stay. But to me, that's so easy to be like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
In almost a selfish way, in ways where I'm like, oh, I should go to that person's birthday. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. I just did a podcast and it was a solo episode. And the topic was lessons I've learned from people.
Oh my God.
And so I did my mom, my dad, you, and Ashley.
I can't wait to listen, Kelly Kingsley.
Yours is the longest list. I'm dead ass. Ask Michaela. You have to listen to it. And one of the things is I was like, one of the things I admire the most about Alicia is she does not give a fuck, one, just about going the extra mile and like about what it takes to get the shot. Like, you don't give a fuck about anyone else around you. Like, being in public, I'm like, they look at you weird. You're like, bitch, you don't know how much money I'm making. Like, just, you know what I mean? Like, that's something I admire so much about you. But the other thing is you have no problem saying no and you don't have to explain yourself. And that's something I learned from you. And I feel like I've like gotten way better at it.
Yeah, but then I had no friends. I was like, wow, this girl has so many friends. Maybe I should say yes to things. I'm like, maybe I'm not that close to that person, but maybe I should go to their birthday.
Well,
because
it's funny
because
I said everything has its pros and cons.
Yes,
you know what
it
I mean?
Really
like,
does.
Alicia probably needs to say yes to more
but
things.
But that's why we balance each other. We do balance each other really well. But thank you. I've tried to learn to be more like, oh no, I should.
I feel like you have been like saying yes
Thank
to
you.
More things.
I've
for
been
sure.
trying.
We've
I've
both
been
gotten
trying.
Better.
I know. Look at us.
So how has it been for you since January?
Honestly, since January, I think good. I think what I really, really struggled with is just being candid was because one thing as a boss that I regret more than anything is not having someone who you were training around halfway through. So when you did, we both knew you'd leave eventually. So when you did leave that I'd have someone. Because I think I felt a whole extra layer of burnout of feeling like I just
have to retrain.
Not that I wasted 4 years because I didn't, but as a boss who's like, well, now I don't have an editor, I don't have a videographer, like I kind of put all my eggs in your basket, you know? Mm-hmm. And then when your little birdie hatched and you flew, my nest was empty and I was like, shit. I was like, I don't feel like starting from square one. Because even Ashley, obviously you knew how to work a camera, but both of you guys, I gave the approach of like, okay, I'm just going to say everything and train you and get you in my head. I'm like, here's the shot I like. Here are the settings I like. Here's record. Here's how I like a Zoom. Like very basic
stuff.
No,
I literally know how Alicia's brain works.
But because I think I took that approach of like, I mean, it took years. Mm-hmm. It took years and years and years. And I was like, I can't do that again. Like the energy of mm-hmm. that, of starting over, felt very much like, wow, I like, there's so much energy. It felt mm-hmm. like exhausting to think about that. So that's something I wish I had done. I know if I had better communication with you throughout working within that past year of us actually working together, that's something I could have done, but I didn't. So that's something I learned was like, wow, I wish we had more check-ins with each other and we could have planned a better like exit strategy. So then I could bring someone else under your wings to like kind of start mm-hmm. training.
I agree. That would, That is something that would be a great podcast episode, is like what we should have done.
Or
whatever. But one of the things that I wish we would have done throughout that time as well is like scheduled weekly meetings to like check in on like what I can actually be doing, because life gets ahead of us.
Totally.
And like, I think anyone in corporate has like a weekly Monday check-in meeting, but like when you're not in corporate, it's so important to like plan those meetings, because had I known, we could have totally executed that better.
Yes.
And it's hard because like being an young female entrepreneur on your own, like you have like 80 gazillion freelancers that work for you. Like you have random editors, you have random graphics people, you have random whatever. And it's like, okay, but who do I want to bring on full time and spend like all my time with? That's like a way bigger commitment.
Oh, and in my house and doing personal things, like, you know, that's a whole other level of trust, which so I think I learned a lot that way. So, but going back, so in January, I felt like I was sitting and I was like, okay, do I want another TK? Do I want just an editor? Do I want a videographer? Do I want a producer? Because obviously you came in as a videographer, then you grew. I just told someone this recently. I was like, I hope you know, like there's a lot of, yes, this world, there's room to grow. But at the same time, it's not like a traditional trajectory of like, okay, in 1 year I'm a videographer, the next year I'm going to do this. I'm like, I told someone, I was like, I hope you know, like I didn't even trust, I didn't take one of TK's ideas for probably a year.
Yeah.
Like she would be like, oh, what about this? And I'd be like, anyway, I would just like, I very much told you what to do. And then you slowly but surely gained my trust of, hey, maybe this. And I'm like, wait, that's actually a great idea. So then from videographer, I trusted you with my editing and my voice there. And like we worked together. And then from there, I trusted you being more of a creative producer. Like, so the way your role evolved was so natural. But I couldn't tell anyone the way for them to do that, because it wasn't meant to be that way. So what's been hard now is I feel like a lot of people have seen you as what they want to do. I've had so many people be like, I want your job. And I'm like, I'm not looking for another TK, because I had to sat to myself. I did the same reflecting, was like, okay, one, I'll never get another TK. And if I tried to have someone fill your role exactly, it wouldn't happen and it wouldn't make sense. Do I want just an editor? I was like, no, I feel like I have always had a hand in my editing. And
even when we have had great editors, you still change everything.
Exactly. So I'm like, but I know the way I'm managing my business right now, I can't do everything. So what do I do? And there was a few people who I've brought on more to like help with certain things who have always been in our workflow and area with like social media and stuff. So it took me also a few times to realize, like, how do I want to structure my business? Do I want to go back to filming everything myself? Because even YouTube's changed so much. Like, I mean, I'm not really uploading much on my main channel anyway, but like.
No, but seriously, like it's changed a shit ton when we first started.
When I brought you on, I needed a videographer so bad. And now I'm like, I don't really necessarily need someone unless I'm doing a video that needs someone to be holding the camera. But even then, Ashley's offered a million times, you know. Lexi, Marissa, like there's so many people who I know I could get to just film it. So I think just restructuring and refiguring out what do I actually need for my business right now has been interesting. And what's funny is I feel like it's taken me back to older YouTuber. I'm like, no, Alicia, like you can do this. Like,
I love when you film on your own.
Thank you.
It's my favorite.
I'm like, yes, it's a lot of work, but that's why YouTube's big in the first place, is because it feels more intimate. It's not crazy produced. You're not doing these crazy elaborate skits or things that like need different camera angles.
So true.
So in the sense for me, it feels like I'm kind of going backwards, back to the basics.
The fundamentals. Because
it can be a full-time job just trying to manage all the freelancers and everything. And that's something I've learned I don't enjoy. I thought I wanted to girl boss really hard until I did, and I hated it. So
see, that's something about the role that I did enjoy. Like I loved managing all the people.
even I think that's a huge reason why I haven't uploaded a lot this year. I feel like there's just been so much logistical stuff behind the scenes with hiring, firing, training, like
trusting people. You guys, trusting people is the hardest thing.
And it's so hard. It's so hard. I realize I very much dislike those roles. I thought I wanted to be, I think a lot of, you know, we're all like, at least I was like, girl power, girl boss, yes, like whatever, I'm a CEO. And it's like, no, you're like, I mean, yes, I am. But at the same time, it's like, you can't have the fun title without doing the shit work that sucks. Mm-hmm. When you have to sit down and say someone doesn't have a job, the anxiety, I already am on Zoloft, like, for normal things, like, that shit, I don't enjoy. I struggle with
firing
it.
Firing people.
Yes, yeah, like, just having those hard, hard conversations, I don't enjoy it. So I think that's, me this whole year has been, like, figuring out who's Alicia the YouTuber who just likes making videos and creating content for her viewers, like, that.
I just have to add to this. It's a whole other layer of anxiety when you're a public figure and you're running a business and you're basically, it's already so hard when you're not a public figure to fire someone.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's already like the worst thing ever, mm-hmm. right?
And if you enjoy it, like...
That's weird. But, seriously, that's weird.
There are people who are strong and gifted at it and they're really good with delivery, but that's not me.
I will say, I was just thinking in my head, I enjoyed managing people like for you, but for I don't yourself. Know that I could do that for myself.
It's so hard.
For me to be like, no, you can't do that for a li-, or like, you fucked up, like, get this in on time when it's for you.
Yes, when it's for someone
else. But for myself, like, I would be like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I will say, too, I think that's, for us, but also an extra one of those layers that made it hard for us was, like, in the back of both of our heads, we knew, like, oh, we're going to have to talk about this, or, like, oh, people are going to start speculating. And even though we know the truth and we know what's going on, mm-hmm. we know the extra anxieties that that can add when you log in and you see someone be like, oh my God, it's obvious, like, they don't work together anymore. Da, 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 da.
Is why aren't they in each other's videos? Why aren't you in her videos?
Yes. Blah, blah, blah. Like, are you guys friends? And I know none of those comments come from a malicious place or like trying to like stir up the pot. A lot of them are people who are just genuinely curious. Mm-hmm. But it's just like a public relationship in any way, you know, totally. Whether it's romantic or friends or whatever.
But I was going to say, when you're firing someone as a public figure, it's so hard because you're also thinking in the back of your head, like, okay, how are they going to take this just personally? And then are they going to go off and make a TikTok and say a lie?
Totally.
Blah, 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 blah. Like, unfortunately, that's just our world now.
Oh,
and the
God.
Amount of TikToks I see of people complaining or whatever. We don't know the full story.
No
one ever does. But it's always, sometimes it's a nasty video and mm-hmm. it's viral and it might not be true. Or maybe it is true.
What's,
I will never know.
Yes.
But it's scary. That makes it a whole other layer.
Yeah.
And I
even just
that.
Lawsuits. It's like, okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
lawsuits,
there were a
yeah.
few times where I was like, okay, it wouldn't shock me if this person, like, you know, if I got a lawsuit. I mean, I knew they wouldn't win, but like I very much was like, okay, it's gonna be more stress. And I was like, Alicia, this is why you have a team. This is why you have lawyers you trust. It's for them to deal with, not you. But like even that, just emotionally of like, oh my God, it could take the fun out of this job so much. And
totally.
That's what's and it makes you second guess everything. And I think a lot of people in your position who have been doing it a year on their own start getting into some of those more nastier conversations or brands taking advantage of you or management who kind of scam you, et cetera, whatever the case is. And it makes you be like, I don't enjoy this anymore. Is this not my passion? And then you start having a whole quarter life crisis
so
being like, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? I was listening to my gut and my gut said this, but now I don't enjoy it. And it's hard because you don't want to just listen to your feelings. But it kind of, I think a good analogy is think of like classes you've had in the past in college or high school or whatever. A lot of times it depended on the teacher. Some of my favorite classes.
So true.
I love psychology. Always loved it. I had one of the worst professors ever who ruined it for me.
Same.
Hated it.
Same.
And it really shows how it may not be the subject or the field that you're in. It could just be the people you're around.
Wow.
Like, or your boss, you know,
yeah.
like it really can. And I remember being so, I always wanted to be a counselor, which like Loki couldn't not see.
Oh my God. Like, so, because you're so empathetic.
I just love giving people advice and stuff. But that specific professor ruined psychology for me. I was like, I'll never take anything like this again.
Wow.
And it was just really interesting how it greatly impacts your view of that. So I think if you are struggling with a career thing, or maybe, you know your passion has always been music or creating arts or engineering, whatever, a lot of times I think it's the environment you're around more than if you're doing the right, if you're on the right career path.
Totally.
I think it's a lot of that.
That reminds me of something that I've learned since being on my own is now that I have more time, which is such a blessing, there's also a curse that comes with every blessing, which is now I have more time to spiral or like be like, that was not right, or this deal's so low. Whereas beforehand, I didn't have time to think. I was chugging along. I would not look back and just move forward and never overthink, or I didn't have time to overthink.
Well, also, I think that's what this is what's always been so hard for me, when even like when Ashley first started and she started doing things on her by herself, because she worked for me and then slowly similarly went full time on her own. And what I always hate is, I'm like, when you have a main source of income and YouTube is a side hustle, social media is a side hustle, you're just grateful. Oh my God, I got $3,000 to do this. You're just like, that paid my rent, you know? But then when it becomes your full-time thing and maybe you got $10,000 or $15,000 and now you see a $3,000, you're still grateful, but you're like, oh my God, am I not worth 15 anymore?
Yes.
Like, the mental fuckery that comes with your worth and numbers and rates is so hard.
And it was such a blessing having my salary with you, because mm-hmm. like in my head, that was my job. And then my YouTube was my fun money.
Yes.
Which I was making great money. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whoa, this is so fun. Mm-hmm. And now that I'm reliant on it, which I am so grateful that I have the ability to do, I'm like way more overthinking, or this rate isn't enough. Doing exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize how much of a blessing it was that I was just like, didn't have time to think. And I was just.
Yeah. And I think you knew, but you only know so much until you experience the other. Because I remember you were always like, no, I love how this is. You were very aware, like, I love that this is my job and I don't feel pressure to do mm-hmm. X, Y, Z. But it's different when it becomes a necessity, or you have employees to pay for and you're like, shit, I can't. Yes, I don't have to film, but if I don't, I have people relying on me for money, and whether they're freelancers or not, you know, it's like, oh shit. Even my vlog editor, I'm like, oh, if I take 2 weeks off, she doesn't have money. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Even if she has other jobs, et cetera. And as much as I'm like, no, I need to focus on my mental health and only do things that I want to, at the same time, it still is a job. And like,
and it's not your responsibility, but you're thinking about that.
And me being an empathetic person, I'm like, oh, like, she depends on this money. And even though it's freelance and like, it's not guaranteed how mm-hmm. often, it's just, there's a lot of levels. So I understand exactly how you feel. If you ever spiral, just call me.
Oh, and you know I do. Me before Coachella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's obvious, just film the hall. You're like, you're right. You're so right. Just film the fucking hall.
So the amount of times both of us have been like, hey, I need help. And then it's like, I know. I'm like, ready. I'm mm-hmm. on it. I'm like, what do you need?
Oh, my God.
Let's break this. But Alicia's the best when you need to break something down and you have like 80 million things going on. I'm like, I just need Alicia right now to help me.
That's funny, because that's so my strong suit. I'm like, puzzle piece. I'm like, okay, well, this is most important. I can just compartmentalize so easily. Like, even yesterday, there was a lot going on. And I was driving into the podcast studio and I was like, you know what? Right now, I'm going to go record. Don't think about anything else. And then I just...
And that was such a big part of our friendship, is because we were always there. You'd be like, there's a lot going on. This is what's happening. Can you help me talk this through? And vice versa. If I was like,
oh my God,
and you were like, let's just talk it through. What's going through your head? And I'd be like, this boy's doing this, blah, 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 blah. This brand mm-hmm. deal screwed me over. This, blah, blah, blah. And we like go through it all. And then someone was rude to me on the street or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going through all
these
things.
I'm like, well, one, fuck them.
Yeah, no, literally.
Two, the brand deal, you could get a better rate. Just pass on it. It's not worth it.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. And so, it's all silly stuff that we're complaining about. But it really is helpful when you have a friend that's like, you, I know, have my best interests. And you really consider, like, if you were in my shoes.
Totally.
Which I appreciate. Because some people are like, why are you spiraling about that?
No,
you
but know? Again, this world isn't new anymore. I think for a long time, people were like so shocked with what, you know, advertising and what comes mm-hmm. with influencing. And I think now the majority of the world understand. You know, even when I first made my burnout video, I was like, oh my God, people are going to think I'm fucking psychotic. And now it's so normal. Like, people understand, both of our voices cracking all the time. now it's so normal. Like, now it's not I don't know. To me, it's like, don't even worry about what people think is silly or whatever, because every job has stuff that there's pros and cons to. Like,
totally.
Like, and this job has a lot of pros, it has a lot of cons, just like other things.